A few months back, I planned a boys' trip to Whistler, 4 days of riding mountain bikes, relaxing, and forgetting about real life for a few days. Typically, when I organize these trips, I invite very experienced riders, and the ride plan is tailored to suit their skill and fitness levels. This year wasn't much different, short of one rider. My buddy has ridden since the 90s and has lots of experience, but has been out of the game for a decade until he recently jumped back into the mountain biking scene. I thought he would be a great fit with the crew, and what better motivation to get up to speed than a road trip. So, as we got closer to the big trip and he got busier with life, the training slowed, the nerves heightened, and I started to wonder if this trip was going to kill him. The trip happened last week, and day one was mostly about travel and getting settled. We managed a short warm-up ride that evening, and he did well, but day two was a big one. I was trying to prepare the guys for the big ride, but I could see the trepidation in him all night and into the next morning. Off we went. 1,000 meters of climbing to start and some super fast and flowy descents lined up for the end of the day. Considering it was a pretty big climb, and I wanted us to have some energy left for the downs, we took a super casual pace, stopped at the viewpoints on the way up, and scheduled a few snack breaks. 3.5 hours in, we finally reached the top, and after a quick reminder from Scott about riding safely, we threw caution to the wind and went full gas on the downhills until we could no longer feel our hands. Sounds like a great day, right? But I was worried about my newbie. I actually had a planned pep talk in my head, just in case he decided it was too much climbing and wanted to bail and turn around. I'm not big on letting people miss fun, and the down trails on the list that day are as fun as it gets. I knew he could do it, but I wasn't sure of his level of acceptance of the suffering versus reward equation. In the end, we all hurt on the climb and we were all exhausted by the time we reached the top, but despite the suffering, after the long downs on world-class trails, we all agreed it was well worth it, including our born-again rookie. It was his biggest climb ever and possibly the most descending he's ever done in one day, and he not only survived it, but I might even say he enjoyed it. If you're going to throw someone in, might as well be in the deep end, right? Maybe that's why I don't have a lot of friends. But, hey, the ones I do have sure are fun. I'm James Durand and I'm going ridin'.